SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nitong ang nagdaang Lunes ay nagulat ang buong mundo sa pagpanaw ng leader ng simbahang Katoliko na si Pope Francis. At dahil ang mga Filipino ang isa sa pinaka may maraming Katoliko o bilang ng mga Katoliko kasunod ng Brazil at Mexico, maraming mga kababayan natin dito sa Australia ang nagbibigay pugay sa Yumaong Santo Papa. At narito, pakinggan natin ang ilan sa mga kababayan natin na nagbigay at nagpapahatid ng kanilang pag-alala kay Pope Francis.
Nung nalaman namin na namatay na si Pope Francis, parang shock kami, shock lahat. Kasi we heard his mass pa. Nakita pa namin na nag-participate pa si Pope Francis dun sa Easter Mass, akala namin okay na.
Nagulat. Kumbaga, kahit updated naman kami na labas-pasok na siya sa hospital, but still, parang I couldn't believe na, wala na siya. Pero, at the same time, it's after Easter. Kumbaga, parang nakita pa siya, nakapag-mass pa siya during Easter. So parang, he really served.
Parehong gulat at hindi makapaniwala ang magkapatid mula Gold Coast, Queensland na sina Thea Melocoton-Boyser at Jasmine Melocoton nang mabalitaan ang pagpanaw ni Pope Francis. Hindi napigilan ng 37-year-old na ina na si Jasmine Melocoton na maging emosyonal nang ikwento nito ang naramdamang lungkot sa pagpanaw ng pinakamataas na leader ng simbahang Katoliko.
I've been watching the news since Monday. Then ngayon, kumbaga parang teary-eyed pa rin ako pag pinapalabas sa news yung mga works niya, lahat kung paano siya naging people's pope. And then, well, we can all attest to it. Kasi aside from volunteering dun sa Human Barricade, I remembered na we also attended the mass sa Quirino Grandstand. Kumbaga, parang nilakad namin from UN Avenue. Buong pamilya kami, kasama yung anak kong maliit pa nung time na yun. Tapos, yung parents ko na senior na rin. Kumbaga, walang pag-iinda. And then that time, ang dala lang namin, garbage bag. Kasi umulan nung time na yun. Tapos, ang daming bawal. Kung magdadala ka ng bag, kailangan transparent. Yung ganun for security ng lahat. Bawal kami magdala ng payong. So, ang nalala ko ng ginawa lang naming pampayong is yung garbage bag.
Si Pope Francis ang ikalawang Santo Papa na nakita ng magkapatid na sina Thea at Jasmine. Bata pa lamang ang dalawa nang bumisita sa Pilipinas si Pope John Paul II noong taong 1995. Kaya naman ang pagkakataon na makita nila si Pope Francis sa kanyang pagbisita sa Maynila sa Pilipinas noong 2015 ay napaka-espesyal para kina Thea at Jasmine. Dahil bukod sa buong pamilya nila ay dumalo sa misa na ginawa ng Papa sa Quirino Grandstand sa Maynila, parehong nag-volunteer ang magkapatid bilang Human Barricade na sumalubong sa pagdating ni Pope Francis noon. Sinariwa din ni Thea ang naging partisipasyon nila magkapatid sa naging pagbisita na iyon ng tinaguriang People's Pope sa Pilipinas.
Our role is to welcome Pope Francis on the side and also to encourage yung mga people to see Pope Francis as he passed by that route to yung place na pagsistayan niya. I think that was in Quirino that time and also going back nung pauwi na going to the airport again. So we're just like there waiting. I think we were there for maybe 3 hours to wait for Pope to pass by like for maybe less than a minute. Seconds lang siya na dumaan. Pero masaya kasi parang yung experience na yun, parang yun, very close encounter talaga. At saka nakikita mo yung parang tulungan ng mga Pilipino that time. Nakakaano, goosebumps na finally na nakita namin yung leader ng church, na masaya, fulfilling, tapos yun, yung parang since ito nangyari 2015 pa parang up to now, parang alam mo yun, parang sinicherish namin. Something na parang we want the our children as well na parang masundan din nila na parang yun nga, maging ano rin sila sa church, active sila.
Labis na lungkot din ang naramdaman ng community leader at church volunteer mula Sydney na si Violi Calvert sa pagpanaw ng 88-year-old na si Pope Francis.
I was really touched and saddened. I know that he has not been well recently, but we were hoping for miracles to extend him some more be with us for much longer. So generally, very, very sad.
Sa kabila ng pagkakaospital ng Papa sa nakalipas na ilang buwan, umasa si Miss Calvert na gumaling na ito at magtatagal pa sa kanyang pagsisilbi sa Vatican. Matapos na makalabas ng ospital at nagpakita pa sa publiko sa ilang pagkakataon nitong kakatapos na Easter. Bagamat nalungkot, batid naman ni Violi na lahat ay may katapusan. Pasalamat na lamang umano siya at dalawang beses niyang nakita ng personal ang Papa bago ito yumao.
2014, we visited Rome before we joined a cruise, leaving from there. And we were so blessed that a friend priest, Father Vladimir Echelas, who used to be in the Central Coast area, but gone back to Bicol. And at the time, in 2014, he was doing his doctorate studies in Rome. So in short, we got in touch and he offered to take us to a papal mass, aside from also seeing sites in Rome. It was kind of a surreal experience for me. When the papal vehicle came so close to us, or just in the audience, like it was a feeling that, wow, maybe I can die now because I have seen the Pope. And he was so holy. He was not hurried. He was interacting with people, looking us in the eyes as he walked past. And he was waving, you know, his traditional wave. And a lot of people would have come from everywhere in the world would have felt the same. That was my first experience, which I treasure up to today, of course. And so we did the Marian pilgrimage, if I jump to that one, in 2023. And it's also led by the same priest, Father Vladimir Echelas. And of course, we arranged, or he arranged to have papal mass for all of us, and we attended that. And again, I felt so overwhelmed. Aren't I so blessed, you know, to have seen our Pope twice in my lifetime? And it was something that it's so hard to explain. You know, it's almost like seeing an apparition, if you want to call it that, you know, like you can't believe, wow, he's here. You know, I'm seeing him so close to me. And you know, I'm just saying myself, my thanks for all the blessings that I'm sure he would have prayed for all of the pilgrims attending the papal mass.
Pumanaw ay 266 o 266 na leader ng Simbahang Katoliko noong April 21, 2025, matapos ng higit isang linggo mula nang lumabas ito sa ospital matapos ng mahigit 3 linggo ng pagkaka-ospital dahil sa double pneumonia. Ayon sa Vatican, ang dahilan ng pagkamatay nito ay stroke na sinundan ng heart failure. Sa pagpanaw ng Papa, hindi lamang ang tinatayang 1.4 na bilyong mga Katoliko sa buong mundo ang napukaw ang damdamin. Kasama rin ang halos lahat mula sa iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo, mapakatoliko, kristyano o anuman ang kanilang reliyon. Patunay nito si Ian Epondolan, aktibo sa simbahan at volunteer para sa Filipino Chaplaincy of the Diocese of Parramatta at miyembro ng Blacktown Network of Faith Communities na binubuo ng iba't ibang sekta o rehiyon.
I was just scrolling through my feed and I happened to see the news and then everyone was sharing it on their social media. But then this morning I received actually a lot of messages from actually a lot of different members of other faiths because I'm part of the Blacktown Network of Faith Communities. So what that is a collaboration between people of different faiths and different religions in the Blacktown local government area who work on different projects together to foster peace and harmony in our local community. And one of the Muslim leaders sent me their condolences and told me about how the Pontiff or how Pope Francis was a figure of interreligious dialogue or how he connected the different peoples of different faiths and how they could identify with this holy man. And another member from the Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints shared with me a video of how the leader of the Church of the Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints met with Pope Francis in the Vatican some time ago and exchanged the hospitality or the commonality between our different Christian traditions, but at the end of the day, being that brotherly love as Pope Francis writ in his encyclical in Fratelli Tutti, or all brothers. So I think definitely I'm saddened by his passing, and it's shown by all, not only just Catholics, and not only just Christians, but also non-believers and also people of other faiths and no religions, how they have expressed their sadness of the passing of this holy man. So it's good to hear that everyone is thinking of us, especially Filipinos and those of the Catholic faith.
Binigyang diin ng debotong Katoliko ang iiwang pamana ni Pope Francis, hindi lamang para sa mga Katoliko kundi para sa buong mundo.
I think it's a legacy of his papacy, how Pope Francis was able to travel to different parts of the world and really reach out to the margins and really connect the different peoples of different faiths, and that we're all brothers and that we all want to reach peace in this world and work together, especially here in this Australian society where there, as you said, there are so many different faiths, different backgrounds, different religions, and we work and we live with different people of different religions and backgrounds. And Pope Francis was definitely an example of how we should live as Christians or as Catholics in this society and how we treat others the same as if they were our own family.
Bagaman walang personal na encounter ang youth church leader na si Ian at hindi nito nakita ng personal si Pope Francis, sa mga salita pa lamang ng Papa ay malaki na ang paghanga nito.
I have not had any personal experience of meeting the Pope or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But I think through his words, I know in our local parish, our parish priest always puts in our parish bulletin the latest Vatican statements by Pope Francis each weekend. And I think by reading the reflections each weekend, we get a glimpse of the life of Pope Francis and how we ought to live out as Catholics or as Christians in this world. And I think the papal visit, I watched it on TV and on social media when Pope Francis visited the Philippines in 2015, especially in Tacloban, where he met with the victims of Typhoon Yolanda. I think it goes to show that Pope Francis really reached out to those and identified that especially Filipinos have a strong faith, and that especially in this Jubilee year of hope, that no matter what sort of experiences or problems or things that happening in our own lives, we always cling to hope and that we have trust and faith that God will deliver us from any of our problems. So I think that's what Pope Francis always reminds us of, to that God is merciful and that he is able to comfort us in our needs.
Sinugundahan din nito ang sinasabi ng marami na kababa ang loob ni Pope Francis at ang mahalagang nagawa nito hindi lamang sa simbahan kundi para sa lahat ng tao sa buong mundo.
I think it clearly speaks of the way that he presents himself and how he actually actively lived out his faith from the very start of his papacy to the very end of his papacy, a very humble servant. And I guess the two main factors that I got from his papacy was obviously the interreligious dialogue, working with people of different faiths, and how I work in my own communities and working with other peoples of different faiths, and how we work together to solve community project, whether it's Clean Up Australia Day or walking with refugees. As you can see in my background image here, this is the image of the Bangarrabee Park in the Western Sydney Parklands. And usually on a Saturday morning, once a month, our communities of different faiths come together just to walk in solidarity with refugees. And Pope Francis was a great component about people who have fled their lands, and Jesus and Mary and Joseph themselves were refugees in their own land. So it goes to show that it's a how he lived out his faith is a prime example of how many Catholics and many Christians also should live out their faith. And another aspect is his other encyclical, the Laudato Si, how the care for the environment, and a lot of our young people especially are concerned about climate change, climate action, all those sorts of things. And I think Pope Francis's words on how Laudato Si talks about the common home, our earth, and it's not just for Catholics, but he spoke to the world, and he spoke to all leaders of different nations, and he speaks to everyone that that the earth matters, and it's evident in his name why he chose Saint Francis, because it's based on Saint Francis of Assisi, who was a saint that was in solidarity with the poor and also in the care of creation, animals, etc. So I think all of those sorts of things encompass the papacy of Pope Francis and how we live out our faith and the things that we do in our communities. I think that's a big influence from Pope Francis.
Nakabuo naman ng personal na koneksyon ang taga-Brisbane na si Xavier Villa Gonzalo kay Pope Francis. Isang father figure ang tingin nito sa leader ng simbahan.
And it was a bit of a shock because I've made sort of a personal connection to Pope Francis for the three recent World Youth Days I've attended in Poland in 2016, 2019 in Panama, and recently in 2023 in Portugal in Lisbon. So it was a bit of a shock, given that I've always looked up to him as a father from a distant place, having lost my dad myself when I was about 21 years old in the Philippines. He died of diabetes complication. So it's normal for someone who's felt abandoned by a father figure to look for someone else. So from then on, having been really spiritual in my, maybe in my Catholic life, I've always looked up to someone as my father. So he may be not related to me, but he's a figure, a fatherly figure that, you know, allows me to draw strength from, get that source of not necessarily faith, because my faith is always coming from Jesus or God, but just a father figure on earth. So it's a bit of a shock.
Matapos ng ilang dagok sa buhay mula sa pagkabata, namatay ang kanyang ina ng siya'y 9 na taong gulang pa lamang. Pumanaw ang kanyang ama ng siya'y 21 anyos at kinailangan ng kanyang ate ng mga ibang bansa para maitaguyod siya. Sa kanyang pananampalataya, kumapit ang binatang taga Queensland.
It all started when I was really young, really. Right before my father passed away, as a young child, I've had few different struggles. I've lost mom when I was just around 9 years old due to a vehicular accident. And if my memory serves me right, I was watching this TV series. So when I was watching Sara Munting Princesa, there was the 3 o'clock prayer was played. And then that was a few minutes right after that, my auntie, who was carrying my mom's corpse and dead body straight after an accident. So it started from there. I've always felt like the theme of my life has been all about abandonment. And then a few years after that, in 2000, year 2000, my sister had to look for greener pastures because I come from a really poor family. And even though my mom was a public school teacher, she struggled a lot to be able to send me to a private school. I considered as the lowest trenches of my soul where I was struggling. So it took me a few months to recover. I never saw the light of day. And that was the second struggle. And the third struggle when I lost my dad in 2007. So I've had that sort of feeling of abandonment. And I resented God at some point. And I said, all my cousins, all my friends have complete, you know, family. They got their dad, mom, their family is complete. Why me, Lord? Why me, Lord? Until such time, there was the World Youth Day in 2005 when we were hoping to see Pope John Paul II, but unfortunately, that was the time when he also passed away. I was fortunate since then to have met Pope Benedict XVI. So, year on, another World Youth Days. It's been 4 World Youth Days that I've attended. Each time I see him, he's such a breath of fresh air. And I find like, if he's Christ on earth, so he's like a father figure, not just the Catholic people, but also for myself. Put him on a pedestal, of course. And I mean, you lose someone you feel that really close to you. You feel also devastated.
Sa apat na World Youth Day na sinalihan nito, tatlo sa mga ito ay naroroon si Pope Francis. Sa pagkawala ng Papa, mananatili sa puso at isipan ng tubong Dumaguete City ang naging buhay ni Pope Francis at mga nagawa nito at serbisyo sa iba, lalo na ang pagiging bukas at pagtanggap nito sa lahat ng tao, ano pa man ang kanilang pinagmulan.
Pope Francis became Pope. He is such a humble person, worthy of emulation. So I've heard stories of him as soon as he was announced as a Pope. He went back to his hotel, but he just rode a bus just to get to his accommodation. And it kind of reminded me that in the modern world nowadays, we are so accustomed to having that 3Cs, having that credit cards, having that cash, having that cell phones. But what you really need in life is that humility. The new 3Cs for me is like the courage, your courage to move on, the competence and the character. So courage, no matter what struggles like I've had in my life early on, I just need to have courage. It just resonates well with the next World Youth Day in Seoul in 2027, which the theme is take courage, for I have conquered the world. So Pope Francis reminded me that with all this temptation in life, ambitions of, you know, having that power, having that money, having that fame, humility is very important. And I think that resonates well with me.
Nakatakdang ihatid sa kanyang huling hantungan si Pope Francis itong Sabado, April 26. Ayon sa Vatican, gagawin ang funeral service sa labas sa harap ng St. Peter's Basilica. Magkakaroon ng pagkakataon ng publiko na magbigay ng kanilang huling pagrespeto sa Papa kapag nailipat ng labi nito sa Basilica. Sa Basilica of St. Mary Major, ihihimlay ang labi ni Pope Francis. Inaasahang dadalo ang iba't ibang leader at dignitaryo mula sa iba't ibang panig ng mundo. Annalyn Villata pa sa SBS Filipino.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Nice, yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.